Morning, Alan.
It's not often we wake up in the Monday morning with not one but two Leinster champions in hurling, senior champions and junior champions. It's given the county a great boost. I've just played a clip from Liam's commentary with St Martins, and we've heard from David Dunn, the legendary David Dunn, who scored two goals yesterday for Davidstown. All in all, a good Monday morning for hurling enthusiasts.
Oh, it most certainly is, and I wouldn't say we're all waking up to a Monday morning. I say some of the Davidstown, Cork and Cuddy and St Martin lads are an extended line in debate. But look, it was a great weekend for hurling. It's great for St Martins, Davidstown, Cork and Cuddy. To be fair to Feather, they were beaten by the champions yesterday, Danescastle. So all in all, our three teams are represented by Wexford in the Leinster Championship. It served us well, and to be fair to St Martins and Davidstown, Cork and Cuddy, they'll go forward into semi-finals.
Well, let's look ahead, look back on St Martin's trip to glory. They now face Ballygunner, but they'll park that for a week or two before they get back into it. But to beat Ballyhale Shamrocks and the pedigree of that team, and what a close, it was a great advertisement for hurling, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, unbelievable. And I appreciate people say about Croke Park and it's eerie when it's empty. But I have to say, for those players to go up there and play the hurling like they did, and for supporters, it was a great occasion. And I wasn't surprised St Martin's won the game. I see the preparation that they put behind the scenes for the last couple of weeks. Like, their bus went up on a trial run on Thursday or Friday. Their players, like, to be fair to them, they did everything. They really put out all the stops.
And then for Davidstown to follow up the day after, and they were played, by all accounts, listening to David there, the weather wasn't kind. So this time of the year, you're not going to get fine weather anyway, aren't you?
Look, this time of the year, you're not going to get pitches. You struggle to get pitches, and for some reason Kildare County Board moved the match from St Colin's Park to Mangard Plus Park in Hawkfield. Look, it wasn't ideal, but to be fair, it was good for both teams. But I will say Davidstown showed real character and gutsy reactions to the weather, and they really played their heart out and won in style.
And how much does it mean to Wexford GAA to have a club like Davidstown, Cork and Cuddy start to show at this stage? Because they've a lot of young players, haven't they?
You see, we talk about demographics and we talk about rural Ireland. Like, that's the true reflection of how to overcome the issues. Davidstown work with hardcore of small families up there to get together and to keep the club thriving, and have for the last number, it'll be 80, 90, 100 years. And that club now is coming to the fore, and rightly so. And I'll say this, and I took great pride in looking at a young Tony Dempsey turning 83 next birthday. He won't forgive me for saying that. But to parole the sidelines for Davidstown, Cork and Cuddy, a true legend of the game and of administration in Wexford GAA.
And of course, the lead singer from Kingfisher is from Davidstown, so he may write a song now about Davidstown, Cork and Cuddy, to follow up on Killa. And Derek, we're now at the stage where we're heading into Christmas. St Martins and Davidstown, Cork and Cuddy will be back out again when in their All-Ireland semi-finals.
Well, in the next 2 weeks, Alan, and I know that the National CCC will meet this morning to decide the venues. I chaired that committee in nationally for 3 years. This is not an easy prospects to get venues, to get a neutral venue, especially. Most county grounds are closed. They protect their county grounds. They don't want to be given out for neutral games. So, like, there will be a bit of tone thrown in the next 24 hours where the games will be played. But look, we're there, and it's good for both teams.
And what sort of a knock-on effect will both those victories have on hurling in general in the county?
Look, I know this is a happy occasion for Wexford hurling, but I believe these two victories, they're papering over the cracks to some extent. If you take our own championship, most counties that have a competitive championship are successful. Our championship, I think we're papering over the cracks. Basically, every game that we should play in our championship should be jeopardy. At the moment, we can still lose our games and be left in the championship. So what I would say to clubs is, be brave. Come next January, be brave. Pick a championship with jeopardy. Pick a championship that every game means something. When you do that, you play the games at pace and you get up to the pace of the other inter-county.
Are you proposing to restructure the county championship?
Well, look, many years ago, we had four fours and we regraded four senior teams and eight intermediate teams. And we created an intermediate A championship. That made our championship more competitive, because with the four fours, there were the same teams going up and down every year. Now, the proposal at that time was, if you finish top of your group, you go straight to a semi-final. If you're second and third, you go into the quarter-final. If you're fourth, you're finished for the year. And fifth and sixth, is in relegation. That means that every round has jeopardy. Every round has a competitive game. What's the point in playing five games and still left in the championship?
Right. And is it too late to change that now? Or?
No. Look, all I said to the clubs is be brave in January. Listen to your gut. Don't be swayed. Do the right thing for Wexford Hurling and Wexford Football. Play a championship that is competitive. Play a championship that has jeopardy. And play a championship that will enhance our inter-county teams.
Strong stuff, Derek, and I'd say we're going to get a bit of reaction to that, and we'll throw it open there to GAA enthusiasts as to whether they agree or disagree with you. But before we conclude, we're now heading into the festive period and then very quickly into league action and the preliminary tournaments before it. So when it comes to Leinster, when it comes to overview of Leinster and also your own county in football and in hurling, what are your thoughts for 2026?
Well, the hurling was reformatted this year. We no longer play Kilkenny in their last game, which has been the case for the last 5 or 6 years. So Kilkenny will be our second game. I think Galway is our last game. Look, we have a good chance in hurling, but as I said, if we're competitive, we'll be thereabouts. Football, look, we have our first round. We got our first round bye. We're into the quarterfinal against Loud. Loud are the Leinster champions, and they'll bring a buzz to that game. But look, at all in all, I think we've made vast improvements in football last year. We are a Division 3 team this year, and rightly so. And I look forward to this year.
And the rumour machine is rife of who's staying and who's going, but as we both know, the temptation to travel is out there. And we really won't know what our panels are until early January. Is that true?
Yeah, well, look, when you look at the commitment that each and every player puts in, but bear in mind, it's no different than the commitment that the club players put in for the last 2 or 3 months, that would be from Davidstown or St Martins. It is a big commitment for our players, that be club or county. And like, it's so easy to travel the world and see the world, and it's different prospects out there for our young players. So look, if you don't know, it's not an easy task to be a manager of any of those teams.